Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. What's cracking? Hey, tremendous Thursday to you. Got a really good program. I'm excited about today. Excited about some of the people that I'm going to talk to. I know you will be too. Let's get it. This program is brought to you every day by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, three excellent interviews starting with Mac Brown. Mac Brown has not been on this show in a number of years, but it's good to have him back in the fold. North Carolina head football coach Mac Brown coming up at 40 past hour number one. Next hour, Oakland A's manager Bob Melvin. And we have to have an elk run. Steve Elkington is coming in. Whoa, easy, Alfie. Did you mean mate? The good mate is coming in. So, Mac Brown, Bob Melvin, and Steve Elkington. Let me start you off with the telephone number, 1-800-636-8686. Don't wait for me. Don't anticipate where I'm going. If you know what you want to talk about, if you can make this thing better especially, hit me up right now. Look who's back in the back row. It's Ike. Presidential as ever. So what that means is Ike is back. Big head James Kelly is out. And Adam Hawk, the EP, is sitting in the front row, bespectacled, and screening your telephone calls. So everybody's moved around. It's like musical chairs. Alvy is where he always is, and so am I. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter if you don't mind, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, so a lot going on in sports right now. A ton. College football starting up in 2 days. Six NFL exhibition games tonight. Kemba Walker and Miles Turner just led USA basketball to a win over Australia in their World Cup warm-up game. A lot going on. But with all of that going on, I'm here to talk about something that I never thought that I would be talking about. Gas station sex enhancers. You heard that right. The pills that you see at the register right next to the beef jerky and the energy drinks. Yeah, I know your question. Hey, Rome, what does a gas station sex enhancer have to do with sports? My answer, hell if I know. Damned if I know. But apparently it does. Because yesterday, Jeff Passan reported that Major League Baseball issued a memo to players to warn them about, quote, the very real risk, end quote, of over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills. Now, that came after at least two players this year were suspended for PEDs and said that the banned substance in their urine came from these products. So where the hell do we even start with this? Gas station sex pills. Gas station sex pills. Like, we're not talking about that stuff that's advertised with the two geriatrics sitting in their matching bathtubs watching the sunset. It's not that. We're talking about pills with ingredients like horny goat weed. And no, horny goat weed nation, I am not taking a run at you. Save it. Don't at me. But Passan's report does answer a question that I've always had. Who the hell buys this stuff? More importantly, who the hell buys it at a gas station? And the answer is at least two major leaguers. Again, Major League Baseball players. Big leaguers, finely conditioned athletes who make a living with their body. Their body is their moneymaker. Body as temple. They're freaking Ferraris. And they're now topping off their tanks with some crappy regular gasoline. The Ferraris, man. You're supposed to be running on premium unleaded fuel. You're supposed to know exactly what you're putting in your body at all times. You're a professional athlete. But at least two of these guys are pumping sex peds. Well, sex PEDs. And they're buying them from a gas station. Hell, that's the two that we know of. How many others are doing it and just haven't been caught yet? I guarantee the two guys who got caught are not the only two guys doing it. Now, I'm not here to judge. If you need a little bit of help and can get it legitimately, do that. Now, just because I'm a middle-aged dude and I have never, ever once taken one of those pills, never, ever needed it, never, ever will, I'm not here to judge. Yes, I am. I'm judging the morons, not the ones who are getting the edge through legitimate means. Legitimate medical means for a legitimate medical problem. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the morons who went to a gas station and said, hey, yo, give me 20 bucks on three and give me a pack of Boss Rhino. Hey, and give me a pack of Crazy Rhino. Hey, you know what? I'll have one of those packs of the Rhino Bighorn. All legitimate products and all probably right next to the Slim Jims. Again, I don't know about you. I don't need the Boss Rhino. But even if I did, no chance in hell I'm putting that in my system. And I'm just a middle-aged talk show host, not some extremely well-conditioned pro athlete, half my age. I mean, the hell is that? How about the so-called herb Viagra, which is either claiming to be Viagra made from herbs or Viagra made by a guy named Herb. Either way, I'm not going near it. I'm not going near it because I don't want to risk my chest or my heart exploding in my chest. Come to find out, buying something called Stiff Nights could lead to a failed PED test. Yeah, that or buying Stiff Nights means that you failed an IQ test. Apparently, it wasn't all the drugs and hookers that put Lamar Odom into a coma. He allegedly fell into a coma after taking some of that herbal Viagra. If that's not enough to scare you away from them, I'm not sure what is. I mean, seriously, what's going on here? How does this happen? How does even one person go there? And how many must be doing it that a league felt the need to drop a memo to tell all of them not to do it? Professional athletes need to be told not to get their sex PEDs from a gas station. I mean, that's a real thing. And again, I want to be so clear on this. Don't get this twisted. Don't come at me with, I've always had your back, Rome, but now you've gone too far. Don't come at me with, must be nice, Rome, that you don't need those pills, but I sure as hell do. You just lost a listener. No, I didn't. Not if you're listening. In no way am I making fun of somebody who needs medical help. That is serious. That is nothing to joke about. That carries with it so many different psychological and emotional ramifications. I am not making light of that. This is why you see a doctor and you get a prescription and you address it. What you don't do is grab a packet of Weekend Prince after you've filled up your gas tank and you start guzzling your 32 ounces, a big gulp. If you've got a medical situation, deal with it in a serious medical manner. Don't get it from the same place that sells Slim Jims and lotto tickets and ICs. Like, I get it. Sexual enhancement issues are embarrassing. You probably don't want to talk about that with everybody. So that said, why would you get your help from some dude who is selling you cigarettes, body spray, and crappy sunglasses? Hey, let's see here. I'll take that outdated map. I'll take some of those weird homemade Rice Krispie treats. Oh, and a box of Black Ant over there. I'll take one of those. I mean, I didn't think this would be something that ever needed to be addressed, something that would ever need to be said. I had no idea people needed to be warned about taking a product named Rhino Zen Blackfire or Triple Power Zen or Power Zen Triple Gold. But apparently it does need to be said. And then it's got to be put down in a memo from the league. Like, imagine being that person in Major League Baseball who's got to sit down and compose that memo. You get out your finest MLB stationery, you put it into the office printer, and then you type out the following. Hey, dumbasses, don't buy gas station sex pills. Hey, and while you're there, don't lick the bathroom door either. Just make this thing official. The memo reads, quote, sexual or male enhancement products present a very real risk for drug-tested players and the high likelihood of contamination or unidentified ingredients in these products underscores the importance of consuming only those products that are NSF certified for sport. No way. They're not testing and certifying those products sold at truck stops and gas stations? No way. I thought that a product like Trio Power Zen or Power Zen Triple Gold were going to have to go through rigorous lab testing. I thought gas stations were only allowed to sell the finest sex pills available. Damn, what kind of world do we live in now where you can't trust gas station sex pills? Like, I've got no idea if these products do what they say they do. I mean, if the product's name is Titan or Libigro, how could it not work? But I do know this. They're unregulated. There have been numerous FDA warnings about them, and now they've got an MLB warning too. And apparently at least two of their players have failed PED tests as a result. Nice work, fellas. The only thing more embarrassing than failing a PED test is failing a PED test because you took gas station sex pills.
Sex with me.
Yeah, I don't know that this is how you make that game great again. By having guys load up on gas station sex PEDs. I just know this. I never thought that I'd be talking about it. I also know this. I'm talking about baseball to leave the show again, but for all the wrong reasons. Hey, man, if you need some help, I get it. Get it legitimately. Not at a gas station. 1-800-636-8686. Man, you'd be so much better off reaching for one of those 80-week-old hot dogs that's been spinning around in that little rotisserie box. Hell, probably give you the lift you need. That corn dog with the spider webs all over it. That hot dog that's been spinning in that rotisserie box for 80 hours. You'd be better off reaching for all that. 1-800-636-8686. Big date tonight. I think I better hit the AM, PM. All right, so we've got that. I want to talk. Alvin? Alvin, you could speak to this better than anybody, right? You've never had an issue. Is that because you've never had an issue? Or is that because you hit up the gas station on the way in? All right, so in addition to that, the XFL is relaunching. Lots of thoughts on that. XFL, WTF. About Matt Nagy. This guy, man. This guy cannot get over that missed kick. This guy cannot turn the page. This guy's like a really good coach, and they had a really good year last year. But that's like the most anti-coaching thing ever. The fact that he's still obsessed with that missed kick. And I want to get to that, too. Episode 92 of the Jim Rome Podcast dropped yesterday. It is where you can always find your podcast. AJ Hawk made his return. He was great. And I've got an update. Elk's coming up later on. But an update on a golfer who had way too much to drink on an airplane, and it went sideways on him. First grip of tweets. Mike D for three. Tweets. Stiff nights will mess you up, Rome. Sign corners. I know it's a lot to ask. It's going to be a tough one for y'all to handle. I'm a paid professional. That's why I handled that take the way I did. And it worked. Let's see if you can do it. Stucknut is in officially. Hawk is going to the gas station after work to help him move up the tennis Tinder ladder. This email reads, if you missed the XFL unveiling team names yesterday, here are a few of them. Chapter 11, defunct, bankruptcy, liquidated. Yeah, that seriously could not have gone any worse. I was actually into it. You mean on some level. I was into it. I was kind of interested, if not excited. Man, I want to see how they rebrand this thing. I want to see how they bring this thing back. Man, they did such a bad job. Every part of that was terrible. Hey, Rome. So, the Clippers have signed Paul George, Kawhi, and now Ty Lue. What are they going to take from LeBron next? Taco Tuesdays?
Taco Tuesdays!
Man, I hope so. I really do. Jeremiah in Greenville. Today was Coffee Thursday!
Taco Tuesday!
Share those deets with you a little bit later on. Jeff in SoCal is in. He tweets, that's it, Rome. I've listened to you for 20 years, but you taking a run at sex pills from a gas station is the final straw. I'm done with you. Like I said, if you have a legitimate medical issue that is causing you legitimate physical and emotional issues, I understand that. This is why you go to a legitimate medical professional and get a legitimate medical prescription and not take that issue to the gas station. And gas stations are there for one thing, gas. gas, fuel, regular, unleaded, premium unleaded. I understand that they make a hell of a lot of money selling a bunch of other crap, but they're there for one reason. Gas, maybe oil, maybe that car wash that they make you say no to every single time you pump up. It's not where you should be buying your sex PEDs. Get them legitimately. It's a legitimate medical issue. What? It's Adam Hawk in the house. Mike in Buffalo tweets, will you call Stiff Night? I call my rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Matt Nagy.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
This guy's got to stop with the kickers. I've never seen anything like it. All right, so Mac Brown's coming up at 9:40 and 12:40, depending on where you live. Bob Melvin next hour. Summer is here, so you know what that means. It is so hot. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. And then we spend a lot of time in our cars, too, right, during the summer. So when you think about what that heat does to you, imagine what it does to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your car battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat more than cold can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate. That then leads to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You want to make sure your car is at its peak performance, so what you want to do is stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have your battery tested free of charge. Free. If it does need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck, and you'll get it at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com, O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices, every day, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I haven't talked to Mac Brown in a few years, but we're going to rectify that. He'll be by in about 15 minutes. Another hour number one topic. Rick in Buffalo. A number of you are asking about the update and whether or not he made it to SoCal. So I'm checking out his Twitter feed. Let me just run through a couple of quick tweets. You know Rick in Buffalo, right? He's the guy who's angry. He's a teacher. He obviously lives in Buffalo. He yells. He came in second in the Smack-Off. One of the best callers, not only on this show, but that the show's ever had. He has not done it that long, but I'll say that. Rick is one of the best callers we've ever had. So he wanted to announce that he was coming to SoCal and coming to HB to hang out with Silk and some of the other clones. So quick update. I'm going to read you a series of tweets. Quote, silky smooth flight. Usually is for celebrities, like everything else in LA. Through what a bleeping weirdo. And he's got a picture of a guy over the steering wheel with Hawk's face. All right, so that's the first one. He made it in. Second tweet. Made it to HB. HB's Huntington Beach. Made it to HB without a hitch. Can't thank Smack-Off champ, Silk Bra, and nine-time Smack-Off champ, Rich Flores, for having the cooler stocked upon arrival, feeling right at home, hitting a dive bar later. I'll keep you posted, and you better be at Kits Friday night. And then there's this picture of Rick looking angry. He's got his Bills hat on. He has his Goo Goo Dolls Dizzy Up the Girl shirt on. And he's double-fisted. Third tweet. Him in a bar. Quote, couldn't have asked for a better opening night in HB. Talking sports with the boys. If you're a football fan, you have to meet Raider Mike. And there's a picture of Rick still looking angry. Rich Flores, Raider Mike, and Silk Bra. They're all hanging out in a bar. And then some other tweets reacting to it. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets. What time is Rick in Buffalo giving his California trip update? Can't wait to hear him yell words like hella and brah in his next call. I don't know, man. Seems like he was out pretty late last night. I'm not sure what his morning looks like. I don't know if there's actually an update from him or not. DRod2203 tweets. What is the over-under on the number of White Claws Rick in Buffalo and Silk crushed last night? at Hitman Canadian tweets, Warwick in Buffalo, shoving kids out of the way to be the first in line on Space Mountain. War Disney, bringing him as the next Chewbacca. And finally, Mike D for three. Spilling coffee on yourself is a bad look. Signed, Rick in Buffalo's Ensemble. Which ensemble? The Buffalo Bills hat, shorts, and Goo Goo Doll shirt. He's just keeping it real, man. That's who he is. That's where he's from. That's what he's about. That's who he is. Let's go to the phones. I've got Mac Brown coming up next segment. We'll talk about his return to coaching. Bob Melvin, top of hour number two. And if you're waiting on the elk run, 1040 Pacific. XFL, WTF, REX, ABQ. Good morning, Rex.
Hey, Jimmy. Hope you're doing well. So your embarrassment of an executive producer, Adam Hawk, sent out some tweet yesterday about a new sandwich at Popeyes. So I decided to get down, and, you know, it was delicious. Buttermilk battered and hand-breaded white meat chicken, filet topped with pickles and a spicy Cajun spread. And I'm not saying the Cajun mayo spread wasn't delicious. But what I am saying is it triggered an immediate code brown. I mean, Usain Bolt's record 100 time was in jeopardy while I sprinted to the nearest hole to send a fax.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Okay. Snap reaction to that. Number one, I've got Hawk on mute on Twitter, so I didn't know that he did that. Number two, I'm really shocked that that story that you tell, Rex, ended the way it did. Didn't see that coming. Number three, Alvin, what was it about the so-called Code Brown that you missed? Why was he allowed to keep on going beyond Code Brown? To Rex's credit, he had more content and didn't stop there. Like, he probably assumed that no way I'd get beyond Code Brown, but he kept right on going. Sure did. You're not going to blame, well, I blame me. I'm the host of the show for allowing that to happen. Hawk, you've got something to do with it. I mean, why are you tweeting out crap like that? Because if you tweet out crap like that, Rex is going to talk about, well, that kind of crap. Anyway, Rex, you're not also not helping him. You're hurting him. And you shouldn't be doing that on the radio, man. At least not on my show. And no, Rex, that was not funny. There might be two or three people on Twitter going, R-E-X, Rex, Rex, Rex. Rex is the best. Why did you run him? You know, all that normal bull crap that I get after you call. Rex, the people have not spoken, Rex. If two people on Twitter think that's funny and everybody else thinks that's really sophomoric and lame, the people have not spoken. The people are not asking for it. Just know that, Rex. Know that, Rex. You're not dumb. Hear what I'm saying. Bad news for Patrick Chung. That story's coming up. When we come back, I'm going to talk some college football with Mac Brown. I want to remind you that episode 92 of the Jim Rome podcast is live. Please do not listen to it right now. Wait until I'm done here and then fire it up. It's a really good episode. AJ Hawk talks about all sorts of things. The Ohio State, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, Pac-Man, MMA. And more. AJ Hawk, such a good sit down. Look for that. First up, I've got a sports update for you. Here you go.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. Weekend starts early with Friday night NFL preseason action between the Bills and the Lions. Then Sunday, summer hoops are scorching with beginning of the Big Three playoffs. And then you follow that by the PBR in the Music City. Buckle up for a huge weekend on CBS. We are joined right now by the head football coach at the university. He's actually not here yet, strangely. I thought that he was. Thought that's what I heard. And it's bad news that he's not, because that means I have to go over some of the reaction to Rex. As I mentioned, when Rex calls, usually there's one, maybe two people on Twitter that think it's pretty funny. So here's some of the reaction. Lee Harold Oswald tweets, Rex, 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 Rex. There's one. Scott Ellingson tweets, Rex in the ABQ, best caller ever. That makes two. Cleveland A. Smith tweets, LOL, Code Brown? Ralph Hughes tweets, Rex, Rex, Rex. Drew in West LA, whoa, best call I have ever heard. Good job, Rex. Rich in Blueberry, quote, send a fax?
Send a fax.
Almost made me wreck my car. Jeremy Lanza, when I heard Rex in the ABQ mention food, my ears perked up. For the golden brown payoff, he did not disappoint. Christos Wester 1, R-E-X, Rex, Rex, Rex. He never disappoints. Facts, that was lit. Like I said, it's always one or two of you. Always one or two of you. Thankfully, that guy does not call very often. And when he does call, it's still way too much. All right, so 1-800-636-8686. What do you say we start over? Reboot? Pretend that never happened? I know that's how I'm looking at it. Mac Brown will be joining me momentarily. Bob Melvin coming up at the top of the hour. Steve Elkington is next hour. I led the program by talking about how Major League Baseball had to drop a memo telling their players not to get sex pills from gas stations. Also, college football starting up in a couple of days, NFL right around the corner, and the XFL is relaunching.
This is the XFL!
I was curious. And then I saw what they had to offer. And now I'm not. Romy, there is absolutely nothing wrong with gas station sex pills. Regards, condom vending machines, and people that wrestle while listening to Rammstein. Signed Geoff and Lincoln. Got part of that right. Hey man, who are you to say who people should wrestle to? Hey, whatever it takes. Hey, whatever it takes, just don't buy your... And whatever your takes does not include buying your drugs, your sex PEDs from gas stations. Especially if you're a pro athlete, and especially... Never mind how dangerous it is. Why would you take that chance? But why would you take that chance not only with your heart exploding, but also with testing positive for a PED, as two guys did? And believe me, they will not be the last. Come on, man. When you hear that song, don't you want to get down? Not only do I want to get down when I hear that song, I have gotten down to that song.
Yeah!
So, Geoff, you're wrong as usual. Additionally, the XFL. I need some time to lay this out, but they broke out with some new logos, some new team names, and some corresponding explanations for those logos and the team names. And it's all bad. Matt Nagy, this guy. Again, really good coach. Really good coach. And the Bears had an amazing year last year. So much to like about them. Pretty much almost everything to like about them except the way the season ended. And this guy cannot let it go. It's like the most anti-coaching thing I've ever seen. Cannot let it go. And is getting more and more weird about the entire thing. Bears fans, I'm curious about that and what you have to say about that. And also a golfer who had a long plane flight and handled it all wrong. Hit the sauce way too hard, went really badly for him. That is coming up as well. Hey, Jim, why are you so skeptical of gas stations selling sexual PEDs? No other industry has the excellent judgment and takes the reasonable precautions that gas stations do. Sincerely, giving customers the bathroom key that is attached with a chain to a 90-pound tire rim. signed Den Lusk's overnight clerk at the local Stop and Rob. At least that gas station. At least the bathroom is clean when you finally drag that tire iron over there. All right, then. As I am efforting Mac Brown, let's take a telephone call. We go to Maine. Christian in Maine. Hey, Christian, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
What's up with you?
You had a big segment yesterday talking about the Hot Dog King, and I'm going to tell you that he was a former sportscaster for the Fox radio station, and he's actually a radio broadcaster now. Joe Palmieri is the Hot Dog King of Maine.
Come on! Yeah. Thank you, Christian. All right, so I said yesterday when the fake Silk called, and as always, many of you think that the fake Silk is about 100 times better than the real Silk. The fake Silk, when he made that first phone call as Silk, when he was fake Silk, he was going on about the Hot Dog King of Maine, Joe Palmieri. Come on. And I said I never actually understood what he was talking about. It was kind of hard to understand or hear what he was talking about, but I'd heard that cut so many times. I'll finish that thought momentarily. We are joined by the head football coach at the University of North Carolina, a two-time National Coach of the Year. He led Texas to a national championship. He led two different programs to top five finishes, 10th all-time in FBS wins. He is a member of the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame, and North Carolina is going to open up against South Carolina on August 31st. Mac Brown is my guest. Mac, it is so good to have you back on the program. How are you, Mac?
I am great, my friend. How are you?
Mac, I'm great. You know, you and I have not had a chance to speak for a little while, certainly not since you returned to Chapel Hill. So how is life for you, and how excited are you to be just over a week away from starting your season?
Well, life is great, Jim. And you know, when somebody calls you as quickly as North Carolina did and says, will you do this? And you do it because you're a coach and you're excited about it and you love this place and you've got history here and familiarity. And 10 months later, the question is, were you ignorant? Did you lose your mind, or is
right.
it good? And we've had a great time. Kids have responded. We got a really good staff. Got a great schedule. We open up in Charlotte with South Carolina and have Miami coming in here for a night game the second week. So we've got a great challenge ahead, but the kids and the coaches and the head coach are excited.
Mac Brown joining us. You know, Mac, you answered my next question in part, but let me put it to you another way. I had Herm Edwards on the show yesterday, and we talked about the fact that he had a really good thing going as an analyst, but he really missed coaching. Now, you had a really good thing going as an analyst as well, and even more than that, Mac, you had done everything there is to do in college football. So what was it that brought you back to coaching?
Jim, when they told me I was going into the Hall of Fame, They say it's a year before you can get inducted, and I said, why is that? And they said, you need to go back and tell everybody that helped you get in, thank you. And that is more than appropriate with an ultimate team sport like football. So we had a function at Texas, at Appalachian State, at Tulane. And then when I came back to North Carolina, about 200 of the ex-players came, and they started talking about what we meant in their lives and what they say to their children. And remember when you said this, coach, and as we were walking out, my wife, Sally, said, I learned three things tonight, I think. I said, what's that, honey? And she said, number one, you better be careful what you tell a player as a coach because they're going to listen and they're going to remember it. Number two, that this is who you are. This is what you do. You mentor young people. And you had more energy tonight. You had more excitement in your voice. I can see why you miss this so much. And she said, so number three, if the right thing came up, then you need to get back in coaching. Because that's what you do the best.
Mac Brown joining us. I appreciate that so much. In fact, Mac, one of the things that I've always appreciated about our conversations over the years is how thoughtful and reflective you are. You've said that at a certain point, you won the national title at Texas, and you were putting so much pressure on yourself to win that you may have lost who you were and why you were doing it. So what did you learn from that experience? What was the big takeaway?
Jim, I asked Coach Royal after we won the national championship, and Coach Royal won three of them there, and he quit when he was 52 years old after 20 years as a head coach, and I'd already been 30 or 26 or 7 at that time. And I said, Coach, why did you quit? And he says, because there got to be so much pressure to win that that's who I became. I became a win or a loss every week. And he said, the losses were devastating and the wins were a relief because we were supposed to win all the time. And he said, there was no joy in my life. And what I realized, Jim, after the national championship game that we lost against Alabama in 2010, we were winning 9 games or 8 games, and that wasn't enough for me. It wasn't enough for the Texas fans. And I got so it was more about wins than it was why I got into coaching and the players and the coaches and the enjoyment of the game. And that's what I realize now, that's where I got hung up on those things. And my wife made me promise coming back that I'm going to have fun with everything we do. And I used to get mad over wins because that win wasn't good enough to beat Alabama, and that win against Colorado wasn't good enough to beat USC or Oklahoma. And so we beat Colorado, I think, 35-14 one time, and I was mad at the whole staff leaving the field because it wasn't good enough. So I'm going to take ugly wins now and be excited about them.
North Carolina head football coach Mack Brown is my guest. Mack, one of your former players, Cedric Benson, passed away over the weekend. Can you share your thoughts? What do you remember about him as a player and a person?
Number one, it's devastating. Sally and I are just crushed. I mean, here's a 36-year-old that we love that was an extension of our family. And I remember most Cedric's the guy. Every time he touched the ball, he ran all the way in the end zone in practice. We had to move the offense down near the goal line so he wouldn't kill himself. And he was so tough. He never missed a practice or he never missed a game. And this is a quick story to kind of tell you who he was. We're playing Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Texas had never played Michigan. Texas had never been to the Rose Bowl. He's a number one draft choice. Might be a first five pick. In fact, he ends up being the fourth pick after the game. First play of the game, he twists his knee. It's hyperextended. Doctors are over talking to him, and they said, I don't think you should play anymore. You're a first-round draft choice, and this could really hurt your money and your status. So I go over and say, Cedric, just don't play. And he said, no, sir, this is Texas against Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Coach, I'm playing. Tape it up. Played the whole game. And didn't gain a lot of yards, but he was the decoy up inside because they had to stop Cedric Benson. And Vince went crazy and broke a lot of records in the Rose Bowl that day. And Cedric didn't get any credit for it, but he should have. So I'm walking out really late after the game. We won the game in the last seconds. And I see Cedric sitting over in his uniform crying in the corner. He and I are the only two people left in the locker room. And I said, is it your knee? Are you okay? And he said, Coach, it's not my knee. He said, this is the last time I'll ever wear a Texas uniform. And I just can't believe that. I can't stand it. So that's the kind of, at a day where we've got guys missing bowl games and missing seasons and stepping out because they're afraid they're going to get hurt, you've got Cedric Benson, who loved the game and loved the University of Texas so much that he was going to play hurt in the last game of his senior year, regardless if it hurt his draft status, just because he loved the university so much.
It's an amazing story, Mac. Mack Brown is a Hall of Famer, a two-time National Coach of the Year. He is the head football coach at the University of North Carolina. You know, Mack, I wish we kind of hit this segment at a funny time. I wish you and I had more time to spend together, but I'm out of time for the hour. But, Mack, it is so good to reconnect with you and finally have you back in the jungle. I hope we can do it again soon and continue the conversation. It's really good to hear your voice, Mack.
Thank you, Jim. Same here, and anytime you need me on, you just call. I'll be honored to be on.
Great to have you back, Mack. Thanks so much. Really nice to have you back on the program and in coaching. Mack Brown. We had amazing conversations back in the day. I always look forward to talking to Mack, and you can see why. All right, so we set up now for hour number two, and in so doing, I'll take your reaction to that. Also, we start the second hour by having a conversation with A's manager Bob Melvin. Also next hour, Steve Elkington will be joining us. Third hour is wide open. 1-800-636-8686. If you're on hold, stay there. Because the more phone calls I take, the easier it's going to be to forget about the one that I already took. If you see me working. Also, I've got a preview of EP92 of the Jim Rome podcast, the original side hustle. We do this every single week. Premium content, free for you, long form conversations, a preview of H.